So over the past 3 or 4 weeks, secretly, after my wife has gone to bed, I've been binging out on the Amazon Prime series, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Stars Rachel Brosnahan and Alex Bornstein, I think. Forgive me, Alex, I can't quite remember your second name. But it's one of those things where we watched the first episode, actually, when it came out, you know, five years ago, whenever that was. And for whatever reason, it didn't resonate for Wendy particularly. And it didn't particularly resonate for me. But I just, whenever it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, I just clicked play on it because there's something interesting going on in a show like that. I mean, I've talked before about being sort of fascinated by stand-up comedy and how how brave these people are and how talented these people are who can do it. And of course, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is a show about a woman in the late 50s and very early 60s who wants to be a stand-up comic. And, you know, the first episode, it happens sort of by accident, but she gets the buzz. And of course, one of the reasons I stuck with it and I hoovered it up so quickly is because, like a lot of good shows, you feel like you're learning something in the process. Of course, it's a drama. Of course, it's concocted and made up. But this is set in a time that's quite interesting to me. It's a, you know, about 10 years, it starts about 10 years before I was born. It's a little earlier, even though it's set in New York, it's a little earlier than something like The Mad Men. And there's that whole thing of kind of learning by accident. So, you know, you're also the families involved are predominantly Jewish families. So you're seeing some of that kind of culture. You've got this central tension. So many good shows start with a kind of a central tension. And of course, in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, it's a woman trying to break into a very male-dominated world. And it helps, of course, that the main actors are fantastic. It helps that Rachel Brosnahan can do, you know, she can really make you laugh. I mean, the writing's fantastic too. But and it's one of those things I think is interesting because when we tell stories, stories are entertaining by default, right? A good story is entertaining, but the audience is learning by accident. And I felt, you know, I felt that pull, not just of the drama in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, not just the great writing, the great actors, but just that pull of learning because, you know, occasionally it's a bit like there's a brilliant episode in The West Wing. There's a few times in The West Wing where, you know, you get Toby, who's the communications director for Bartlett, talking about the craft of speech writing. Oh, God, I love those moments. I love those moments because... Something went wrong. Please try again. Okay, Siri. I love those moments because you feel like you're getting something. It's a bit like, if you read Jurassic Park, the novel Jurassic Park, or any of that guy's books. I'm blanking on his name, but... Hey Siri, who wrote Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park was written by Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton, thank you. Yeah, Michael Crichton, you know, he wrote books that were dramas, but you always felt like you came away and you learned something. You'd learned something about the aviation industry or virtual reality or cloning dinosaurs. Of course, you know, it was made up, a lot of it, but you still had that kind of idea that it was based in reality, right? It's based in some semblance of science. And I love that about those books. I love that about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel because you were looking into a particular period, a particular culture in a particular period and a particular moment in time. And it just is so powerful, this idea that we can entertain and teach. And if you know, I've talked about this before, but, you know, if I go back to my dad in the pulpit, you know, when I used to go to church and my dad would use a story. He'd use a family story, maybe, or a story from his life, or whatever it might be. And there would be a point, there would be a message, there would be something. I mean, I'm doing, you know, it's what I do. Stories mean business. Most of these podcasts, you know, are some slightly lame story about what I'm thinking or what I'm doing and how that relates to how I think about business or whatever it might be. Stories mean business because great stories teach. And very often we can get involved in the story like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and learn things by osmosis, you know, but just learn stuff without really thinking about it, because the drama, the comedy, whatever it might be, the acting just carries us on. Anyway, that's what I've been doing the last 3 or 4 weeks. And if you haven't seen that show, I definitely recommend it. Certainly the first 3 seasons. It's one of those things where maybe, just maybe, they went a season too long. You occasionally, towards the end, got to the point where the characters were becoming caricatures of themselves. And that's something we see quite often, I think, when the writers are just struggling for ideas a little bit, and how they have to take some of the characters to more extreme versions of themselves. Anyway, great show, though. Totally recommend it. And you'll learn something, which is also nice.